So I had this great sermon written for tonight, but I don't want to preach it. I was talking with Linda today, who, as you know, is doing commission lay pastor and is coming up on doing her first funeral in a few weeks. So we were talking about funeral things and funeral resources, and that sort of got my mind to thinking. I've never done a count of how many funerals I've done in my 25 years as pastor, and I don't really think I want to. The number of people in several congregations, people I've loved dearly, who I've buried. But at the end of the funeral service is the commendation, and we were talking about this. You might know the words, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our brother Steve, let's say, and commit his body to its final resting place, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You know the words, right? I've said them hundreds of times in my career, and it makes you start to think after a while, because it sounds so final and so brutal and so cruel and so cold. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In a little while, you'll be coming up to receive ashes to remember that you are mortal, that you're created of the earth, and to earth you will return. And they're heartbreaking words, and they're scary words. They're terrifying words. And I say it over and over again, year after year, those words over you or other people. And when it's children or babies, it darn near breaks your heart. Linda, that's what's coming for Ash Wednesday, to think about that, to remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Maybe not today, maybe not for 50 years, but it's the God's honest truth for each one of us. As Jesus stood at Lazarus' tomb, talking with Martha, he says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those are the words we need to remember in light of the phrase, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will not die, but will have life eternal. Ash Wednesday is a tough day. For me, not so much because it's a day of penance, because it is, and repentance, but more so because it's a day that marks, I think, the only time of the year that we actually stop and think about our mortality and our humanness, that we and everyone we love will end their physical existence at some point. And yet Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, will live. I think in all my 25 years of ministry, Ash Wednesday has never fallen on Valentine's Day. Can anyone remember a Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday? It must happen like once in a gazillion years, who knows? But today it happens. And you know what? That is God's amazing and incredible and overwhelming sense of humor, that Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day, because in light of, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, whether you're 90 years old or you're 13, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But we remember the amazing love of God in Jesus Christ, maybe more so today on Valentine's Day than any other day, that amazing love of God in Jesus Christ that holds us through our days and brings us home safe, that carries us through our life in forgiveness, in grace, in mercy. So, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's a fact of life, and that's the way it is. That's the sobering reality of today. But remember, with that, the love of God in Jesus Christ, which is a love like no other love. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they should die, will live. Amen.